I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. How have your children been spending their summer vacation? Hopefully, they've been spending it in the outdoors, especially with you. We'll talk a little more about the opportunities that kids in summertime present in a moment.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. Bass here are beauties, aren't they? But to catch them, you've got to put some thought into every move you make, and that includes using the right equipment, especially your life jacket. Accidents can happen fast, and if you're not wearing your life jacket, well, let's face it, you don't swim near as well as these guys do. That's why the U.S. Coast Guard recommends that you always wear your life jacket. Don't just bring a life jacket, wear it. Remember, you're in command. Boat safely.
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the U.S. Coast Guard.
The importance of introducing children to the outdoors cannot be understated. Scott Warner with the DNR explains it's a mission that the agency has taken on very seriously in this age of video games and nonstop television.
The DNR is concerned that majority of our kids are spending a lot more time inside the house instead of the outdoors, like what we used to do when we were growing up. We've been really aggressive in our educational programs, whether that's fishing derbies, whether that's archery in the schools program, whether that's youth events like National Hunting and Fishing Day that's coming up, or whether those the special youth seasons that we've established to get parents to take their kids out. We're trying to get kids outdoors. We're trying to get a little bit of fresh air into them. And what we're hoping to do is that, you know, these kids will become future stewards of the woods, and we don't want to lose that connection. By getting them outdoors, by getting them more involved, you know, we're hoping to have the support and the enthusiast that we've always had in West Virginia.
However, the DNR's efforts can only go so far. Much of the effort to get children excited about the outdoors lies with their parents or other adults in their lives. Warner says this can be beneficial not only to the youngster, but to you as well.
If you're getting your kids involved in hunting or fishing or introducing them to the woods, don't spend a lot of time. Their attention spans are very short, so if they go out and they try to do some fishing and they get bored, well, then just start skipping rocks or turning over some logs or some stones to look for salamanders or hellbenders or helgramites or whatever else you may find in the streams. You want to spend time with them. The most important thing is to have fun and spending the time with them.
Yes, it'll be a challenge at first, but be patient.
If you're a parent who's introducing your kids to the outdoors for the first time, have a lot of patience and don't expect to do a lot of fishing or hunting.
In the next few weeks, children are going to be returning to the classrooms across West Virginia, but while they're on summer break, there's no reason why the learning in some subjects can't get a head start.
There's probably not a better conservationist out there than your anglers and your hunters. If you spend a lot of time in the woods, you're going to pick up things on ecology and wildlife behavior. You're going to realize the importance of wildlife management, and eventually, you know, these kids could become, you know, our future wildlife biologists or wildlife professionals or, you know, future conservationists. So there is a outdoor classroom that's just waiting there for kids to enjoy.
Well, not only are other outdoor activities important for the future of hunting and fishing, but unlike most sports kids play today, they can hunt and fish for the rest of their lives. But the seed has to be planted young, and it starts with you. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.